I think the chancellor did an excellent job laying out really what the impact of the proposed cuts to the university's budget at this point and what that impact will have on not just this local community, but on the state. I think her theme was a good one, which was, let me show you how the university and all of the research that is done here at the university, how it will impact not just this community, but the state and the world. I think the senators, I noticed they were certainly very attentive during that presentation. And I believe some of them really understand, having attended the university themselves, how important and invaluable what students get and the community get as a result of having it.
Well, what's the alternative? If these cuts are deemed too harmful, but the state simply has a shortage of revenue, would you cut elsewhere or would you look for other revenue?
Well, what? I would start probably at the top. A cut across the board, if you made $1 million and I only made $100, a cut across the board means a lot more to me than it may to you. And so from my perspective, I think two things really need to happen. One of them is we really need to look at where we are able to cut money, not necessarily from the poorest people, but from some of those folks in corporate areas that we could actually save money and collect some revenue from. And secondly, the governor has to enter the conversation, I believe, about revenue, which has not started yet. So I think what you'll see is there has to be conversation around revenue for the state. There's no way to run a business without talking about expenditures and revenue.
Well, Governor Rauner has said that he could talk about new revenue. I mean, that is perhaps raising the income tax back up, for example, if it came with what he called business reforms. And those business reforms would seem to go against the proposals you bring for essentially cutting at the top. How do you work all this out?
I think there has to be negotiation going forward. I think there will be more of that than maybe what we saw on Good Friday. Many of us were really surprised by the level of cut that came out on Good Friday from the governor's office.
And Good Friday were cuts that were connected with the settlement for this year's budget?
That's correct, to close the gap, so to speak. But I think if you look a little more carefully, you'll see some programs that were cut that really didn't need to be cut 100%. But the governor decided to cut those programs at the DHS line item. That was not a negotiation that I participated in. So I'm looking forward to a little more transparency from the governor's office and more conversation between the leadership and the members of the House and the Senate going forward, including conversations about revenue.
Could you give me an example of one of those cuts from the top, so to speak, that you think could result in a substantial revenue saving?
There are many things that are happening, meaning I think one of those have been what we've seen happen with the governor's immediate staff. They've taken a hefty increase in salary that could have been saved for us to use in our one of those programs could have benefited from that increase that was given to the top officials of the governor's staff. So some of the communities that have called me and said our Teen Reach program for our Boys and Girls Club only received a small amount of money from the state, which equates to an increase to one staff member. I think we should really talk about that, and that could save that program that reaches out to youth in our community.